Chatting to Greg Rutherford, MBE. Is that the title? I have to call you Sir Greg Rutherford, by the way. I don't know what these titles mean.
we're a long way off of Sir. Put it that
way. He is an incredibly fit guy. Okay, we all know he's a retired British Olympic long jump gold medalist, ex Strictly contestant, and more importantly, and I know this is the hardest job of all, father of three.
Indeed, I am. And that is the most difficult job as well. I've had a few people ask me, is it more difficult being an athlete, Olympic athlete, or being a parent? And any Olympic athlete who claims that it's more difficult being the athlete does not have children. That is for sure.
I've got five, so just to put you in the picture. Yes, married twice, though, but I have got five.
Fantastic.
Right, so let's talk about this new survey that's come out anyway. 62% say overall their families tend to be quite messy. I have got first-hand experience on this, but I'll tell you what mine is in a bit. But tell us about, if we don't mind, your situation. Are you always running around picking bags up, picking clothes up, just hoovering all the time?
Yeah. Yes, all of it. Yeah, that's the thing. Anybody who's got kids will know, and you're referring obviously to Bosch's research, and it's something that, do you know what, is fascinating to see, because I think often as parents we feel a bit guilty about the way our house looks and what we're constantly clearing up everything and sort of doing that. In actual fact, you start to realise that lots and lots of people are in exactly the same boat. And in my household, I'm with you. Look, it's a mess constantly. There's always something being picked up. There's always some form of crumbly food that's all over the place. And you think, well, 10 minutes ago, I just vacuumed all of that up and it's now gone. So now there again. And I can't seem to keep it away. And that's because kids love to do it. But I think also as well, the research obviously is mainly leaning towards children. I think if we're honest, we all fall foul of eating a bit of crusty bread, as it would be in my case, which happens to be on the league table number one as the biggest crumbly food out there. I think we often just have a bit of a bite, maybe the old crumb falls down, we just think it'll be all right. But then they're us, and they're everywhere, and then you have to finally, once you get that deep clean, try and get rid of it all. So my household, I tell you, I'd like to think is like most other people's: messy, crumbly, and there are crumbs everywhere.
So we've just had a brand new carpet in our house, and it's been quite a pricey episode to decorate the new living room and all that kind of stuff. And my soon-to-be stepdaughter, I caught her with a highly carbed, energy-based food. We're talking croissant. In the living room, the crumbs and the flaky bits went all over the new carpet. And I just said, your mum will go mad that being in there. Come on, take it in the kitchen quickly or something, or get a plate with it. And all she said was, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, the kids love that, don't they? They love that I forgot. And croissants, you're obviously living with a lot of other people in the world, and I say similar with myself. That hit number four on the league table. So, I mean, it's one that is really common. And do you know what? I remember in our front room, when we had a new carpet put in, it was like the loveliest. I remember like laying on it and doing sort of snow angel style movements in order to really embrace it. Within a couple of weeks, the kids had destroyed it. And now people come round, and I'm embarrassed about opening the door, because the carpet itself, the vacuum does a great job at getting all of the little particles, but it's then the stainage on top of you. I wish we'd enforced it more that they weren't allowed to eat in there, but they just do it, didn't they? Like you say, oh, I forgot. They'll manage to find some way of taking something in there. You tell them no. But again, it's more, I think this research from Bosch is showing that actually lots of us are in the same boat. We feel bad about it and we get a bit embarrassed about the fact that you might have somebody coming over and the house looks lived in rather than show house. But in actual fact, we're all in the same boat, pretty much. Loads of us have to go through this. It's about having the right apparatus in order to get on top of it when you can. And from my point of view, and obviously from Bosch's point of view, the Unlimited 7 vacuum is the piece of kit that does it all, basically.
Does this survey mention clothes being left anywhere? Or is it all based around
clothes? They should.
Because my soon-to-be stepdaughter will come in with a school bag and a coat, and the bag's left at the front door, the coat's left on the carpet, and the socks are taken off. One's on one sofa, one's on the other sofa.
I know that feeling as well. Do you know what? I think what we're doing right now is we're about to get like a Dragon's Den pitch going. We should speak to Bosch about adding the function which sucks the clothes up and fires them into the laundry bin or into the washing machine. If we can get that in there as well, it literally would be the greatest thing on earth for any family.
The worst one is, it's got to be, and I don't know why it's not made top of the list on this new research, by the way, is the Cadbury Flake. Do not eat a Cadbury Flake when you are sitting down anywhere, because where it lands and melts gives you questionable stains.
Yes, no, and we have, we have young children, right? So one of the youngest is two. And you do have to have that conversation at times. Is that chocolate?
Yeah.
And that is always a worry that I think most parents have to go through at some point. Or animal owners, I think, as well. But you're right. It's right up there. I mean, look, love a flake. I love a bit of chocolate as well. But it is most certainly on this. The crusty bread is the worst one for me, for sure. So I feel slightly more relaxed, if you like, knowing that many other people are going through the same thing.
What tools can we use to quickly just go around the home and go, that's it, sorted, within minutes?
Well, look, of course, I'm going to have to say again, the Bosch's Unlimited 7 Vacuum is the ultimate machine for it. But as the research shows, it's just the fact that, like, it seems 24% of people spend up to 10 minutes gathering crumbs every single day. If you want to alleviate some of that time, say, get something that's going to get it sorted quickly, and then you can carry on with your day. So these are the things that you can do. You can get involved, get yourself with a good machine that can get it done, and then you save a lot of time in the long run.
I mean, I'm looking down the list now, you know, like you said, crusty bread, sausage roll, Cadbury Flake, we've already mentioned anyway, Weetabix. I don't know why Weetabix would make the list, because that stuff sets like concrete in the bowl if you leave it after...
I think it's got to be for all of the dry Weetabix consumers, because there's most certainly a few out there that love, like, either a bit of jam or something else and go...
Really? On a dry Weetabix?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Odd, I know, we'll say odd. It's an interesting thing to do. But you know what, actually, I have tried it a few times, and it's not a bad little snack, you know, a bit of peanut butter and jam or something on top one. It does go down well, but so messy. They should live in a bowl at all times, is my opinion on them, because they are so, so messy. But as well, just below that one, you notice grated cheese. My daughter loves grated cheese, and we find grated cheese everywhere. It just sweats for a bit, goes hard, and then there you go. You've got a bit of cheese just under a cushion, and it's a nightmare.
If you get it in the carpet, you've got to peck at the carpet, haven't you, just to try and get it off.
It really is. It is frustrating, and that's why you got to get on top of it with the right machine.
Have you banned anybody in your car yet from eating, or do they still, you know, can have a snack on a long journey?
I should. I wish I did, because I look at the back of that car at times, and it does look like somebody's been in a restaurant or a supermarket and knocked over a trolley full of foods. It is awful. What a mess it can be at times. I was amazed by the amount of people that say that they ban food in the car that the research showed. I am not that person. I think especially we sort of drive around quite a lot to different events and whatever else. I have to keep the kids happy and fed, so they get to eat in the car without question.
I think we've established here with this little chat we've had, Greg, is that like you said earlier on at the top of this interview, every parent, every carer, every grandma and granddad who deal with kids are in the same boat. So if you have got crumbs on the floor, does it matter?
Don't worry. That's the big thing. Don't worry about it. As I say, people stress about others coming over or whatever. Oh, they're going to think we're messy or whatever else. They're the same. I'm telling you, they're the same. They might want you to believe with their beautiful show home that it's not. 99% of the time, it's messy, especially if you've got children. So it's something that we have to accept, embrace, and not worry about too much.
Can I just ask you, Greg, by the way, because you are a very strict person with your health and your fitness, and you have to be all that kind of stuff. Do you ever get home, or did you ever get home and go, I just can't be bothered cleaning up. I just can't be bothered. I've worked tireless in the gym. Just forget it.
All the time. Yeah, all the time. That is the thing. The one thing of being an athlete as I was, I mean, it's 5 years ago or so since I retired. So it's been a little while, but you just get exhausted at times. And I do say this as well, I realise, and I sort of think about things, I am definitely more exhausted as a parent, but you adapt better, I think. Maybe muscles don't ache quite as much as they did. But like nowadays, this is a big thing, like nowadays, and this is why crusty bread is leaving its trail all over my house, is that because for all those years I was an athlete, I wasn't able to eat all these things I wanted to eat. Now I do. I fully embrace it. Why not? And then, as I say, I sort out cleaning it all up at when I can.
I was going to say, you allowing carbs in your house?
Oh, 100, nowadays, oh, yes. Yes, yes, more, please. That's how I now approach food. I will have that and some more.
What are you doing next, Greg, anyway, before we wrap up? So what's next in the Greg Rutherford world?
Right, I'm going to be that person to say, I can't tell you, but there is something very big on the horizon. But I can't say yet, but do stay tuned. Actually, within the next 3 weeks or so, it might be talked about openly. But effectively.
I can guess, Gonta, but you can't say yes or no.
I can't say yes or no to anything.
But can I guess?
I don't, you can feel free to guess. But
have Anton Depp been in touch? Are you going on a plane soon?
I'm terrified of spiders.
So that's a no. If you rock up on telly, by the way, doing that, I'm going to message you and go, told ya!
I don't think I'd be very good in that scenario.
Okay, right. Greg, thank you very much for your time and great research and a lovely chat about what every parent is going through anyway. Brilliant.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.